actually just sitting there finding... Does anybody know what the mannequin challenge is? Okay. I really want to do it with you guys. So, just to start off, can we do it?
What is it?
Okay. Now, what do we think? I was trying to find the music. It's really difficult. So, oh goodness. Okay, so what we're going to do is I'm just going to shoot it first, and then we'll see. All right. And I need you guys to be like crazy. So, I'll be crazy with you. I'm crazy anyway, so I'm not trying. All right, ready? Yeah, okay.
Pick your pose.
All right, so you just have to hold it. Just hold
it. Stand on the chair.
You good? Okay. Okay, great. All right, ready? Go. Did you screw up?
What happened?
Okay, guys. So that was just practice. We're gonna do it for real now. So you guys need to be crazier. Like that. Well, that was really good. My face. Oh, I've got to do something different.
I'm standing up on the chair next.
I'm uploading it. Right. Let's try this at the end. We'll go on. You want to take my phone? There you go. Okay. We'll try that at the end, guys. We need to just, we'll practice, warm up, everything's gonna be great. I'll try in a minute.
All right, so we'll do questions now.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, so we're gonna open up the floor to some questions from you guys as well at the end. And I just wanna say, no questions about season two because she can't talk about it.
Why?
And I will field those questions. So I just wanted to say, I was looking at your background and noticing your accent.
Right.
And so I see that you're born in Spain.
Yes.
To British parents.
Yeah.
And
very weird.
I was born in Iran.
Wow.
To an Israeli mom and a Scottish dad. And it occurred to me...
I always find it like... Everybody's like, so, you know, you're British, where are you from? Where were you born? You know, I'm like, well, I'm gonna spare an hour for my life story because it's just the craziest thing. But yeah, no, I was born in Spain to British parents and all my brothers and sisters were born in England except for me. I was just the one that's just like, can I go act? my mom and dad were like, yeah. Sure, kid. I was like, no, really, I want to go somewhere else. Like, we always went to vacation to Orlando, and I know my favorite, and I love it there. So I said, why can't we just move there? Because I'm sick of London. No offense to any English people here, but it's just rainy, and I'm always really crazy and happy, and so I love to do things a lot. And England's just not the place. So we moved to Orlando. And, you know, we every day went to SeaWorld and Disney, oh, not SeaWorld, sorry, Disney World and, you know, Aquatica. And I was just like, I loved it. And then we started, and then on a Saturday, I was like, I'm so bored. He was like, Millie, you live in Orlando. I was like, no, I don't want to do this anymore. Can we go to an acting school? So I went to an acting school, and then I just asked my parents if I could move to LA. Like, sure!
I'm a huge fan of Stranger Things. I watched it like two nights. We devoured it all. Yes.
I can't.
But for me, there's something very otherworldly about your character. And I thought that it was sort of interesting that in a way, you're this multicultural person. You fit in everywhere, but you're kind of from nowhere in particular.
Yeah.
Do you think that to help you be this character that both belongs and doesn't belong, there's something about your own background that's useful?
Well, London's very weird. You see, like, she, you know, obviously she's just very insecure, and that's something I'm not. I've, you know, embrace what you have. So I'm, you know, and she's just always wants to, you know, pretty, and she thinks, you know, she doesn't look pretty. And so I think, you know, that's something that I'm not like that. I don't think I look gorgeous. I'm just, you kind of got to feel, just embrace yourself. That's, I don't care about how I have short hair. Just, you know, feel good in your own body. And so that's nothing, I'm not really related in that sense. I talk a lot. I have a great dad. So my dad is not a scientist who's trying to use me for superpowers. You know, I think it's actually really cool that you said that. But I mean, it comes in sometimes. I feel like I'm, you know, I don't live anywhere. I just go everywhere.
Yeah.
And that's something that, yeah, I guess you can relate that to my character a little bit.
But also it's different enough.
Very
that
different.
It's really just going into a totally different reality.
Yeah.
So how did you get cast? What was the process?
So I was living in England at the time, and I went to like an audition that day for a job for actually the BFG, and I was very crazy. I was like, oh my goodness, this is Steven Spielberg, we've got to do this, I've got to get it, and I was like psyching myself out, and I just felt, you know, that day I was like, I don't know if this is right. You know, I had really long hair, and the girl who played it was perfect for that role, you know? So I went home and I was like, when am I gonna get a job? It's like, I'm just not good anymore. So I was crying, and then I got this tape in called Montauk, and I went for it, and it was very raw emotion, you know? I cried, it was very easy for me to cry because I was crying earlier on, like, and so I was crying in the scene, and I felt something. I felt like this is a good one, you know? And it was dummy side, so it wasn't a very good side, because I didn't want the show to get leaked. And so 2 months later, I got a Skype call with the Duffers and Carmen Cuba, and I loved the Duffers. I was like, wow, they're so young, and they're just like geniuses. And then they was like, you want to come to LA? So I went to LA, I met them, and the next day, I got Stranger Things, and the rest is really history.
I love Stranger Things because it's not actually geared for kids. It has kid characters,
yeah.
But it feels like it's geared to adults. And it also feels like it's geared to my generation of adults, latchkey kids, where you sort of come home and you're alone, only this is super creepy. And it's, you're trying to deal with these really complicated problems that it would be wonderful to have some parental guidance for. I guess I'm just curious, like, how do you relate? Do you feel like kids are, I mean, I'm definitely not a kid anymore. What is it like being a kid? Because in the 80s, we had this very sort of latchkey culture where both, you know, parents were working and you come home, you're kind of by yourself. And so how does that relate to being a kid now?
See, I find that crazy. I'm like, how can you not, you come home and nobody's there? Like, so I'm like, no. I'm like, Mom, where are you? She's like, Millie, I'm near the washing machine doing the laundry. I'm like, Mom, I thought you left me. So I'm really, you know, attached to my family. You know, I come home and, you know, they're there, and they don't let me go out in the yard and just like looking at me the whole time. Like, everything is so monitored now, because it really has to be. You know, it's you know, in the 80s, stuff like you know, getting lost and running away wasn't as, you know, popular as, I don't even know if you should say that, but, you know, it's like, but like, you know, nowadays you have to be wary, and so I'm just extremely nervous at everything. I'm like, oh, you're dressed like the time I brought in. Nice. So yeah, I guess it's just, and it was really hard to get in that mindset, because, you know, the boys, you know, Finn and all the kids, they they were so good at that. They just, you know, related themselves so well to their characters. And for me, I just come from a laboratory, you know. So that was different.
Yeah, great. So who are your favorite heroes and stories?
Heroes.
Or, you know, characters. Like, what books or movies are the ones that really inspire you?
That's a good question. I don't really know. I think it's really cool when you see a woman or a girl as a heroine in a movie or show. I think it's really inspiring and really awesome, because if you see a guy, no offense to any guy, but like, you're like, oh, he's bad. And you see a girl and you're like, oh, she is bad, you know? So I think that's just super cool. And you have to, you know, make every little scene a big one. And you have to go in the mindset on set of just, you don't give it 100%, you give it 200%. And you make sure that the viewers, you know, are not bored. You know, oh my God, it's Millie scene again. You know, I wanted to be like, oh, it's Millie scene again. So I think it's really fun to, you know, see that. But I don't really watch, like, I think this is my 11th con. So I'm not like, not in that headspace yet of watching movies and watching shows. Is Princess Leia?
Yeah.
Princess Leia.
Yeah.
That was actually my last hairstyle. That was the day I got my hair cut, I had that. Nice. That's really happy.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's really great information, Millie.
So, what's a typical day like for you? Do you go to school? Are you homeschooled? How does that work? Do you film in the summer?
Okay, so, you know, I do school every day. It's really cool because my program is very flexible, you know. I still do school. I do 3 hours of school a day. But if you think of it, you know, every kid goes to school for about 6 hours a day, right? But then you take away breaks and, you know, lunch and things like that. You really only do 3 hours of hard work, and that's just what I do. So I do 3 hours of that with all the kids. So we have our own school trailer, which is really fun. And we throw paper at each other. That was last season, so it was like really fun. What else? And then, I wake up. I love to sing. You guys.
Don't we need some kind of example of that? Because she brought it up.
Guys, I really wasn't hinting at that, though. I just love to sing, so I practice singing. What else? I love to read. I'm actually reading Narnia at the moment. And so I'm really, I'm just really, I have a treehouse in my backyard. I'm trying to build my own treehouse, and it's not going well. But I'm making like a teepee, and I love being outside. I love Instagram and Twitter, but I just gotta separate myself from that sometimes and just spend time with my family, and that's probably my priority, yeah.
You're really not gonna sing for us?
Oh, okay. Alright, I'm gonna stand up. Okay, let's see. How does all of me start again? Oh, no, I got it. Thank you. All right, here we go.
What would I do without your smart mouth? Drawing me in and you kicking me out. You got my head spinning. No kidding, I can't pin you down. What's going on in that beautiful mind? And I'm on your magical mystery ride. And I'm so dizzy, don't know what hit me, but I'll be alright. My head's underwater, but I'm breathing fine. You're crazy and I'm out of my mind. 'Cause all of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your costumes.
JK, you guys, that was so boring. I'm so sorry. You had to...
Always good to get a little love.
guys.
All right, so I'm just gonna ask one or two more questions and then I'll open it up to you guys. Is there a role that you would like to play that you haven't played yet? Something that you wanna try doing?
Right, there's this one show I just want to be in so badly. I tried everything to get in The Walking Dead. I don't even care if I'm a zombie. I'm
so
really good
be
at being
zombie.
A zombie.
Yeah.
I'm really good, right? So, guys, okay, so, if I could, I'd love to be in The Walking Dead. I know that Negan's here today. What else? I think, again, like Princess Leia, I think they are making another Star Wars, right?
Yeah.
I would love to do like a role like that, because I want to do something that's, you know, far from, you know, Eleven or Madison. So I think I just want to do something that's more calmer and more soft instead of like hardcore, like, you know, my mom's probably gonna kill me now. My hair's all. She's like, Millie, don't move. But yeah, I think something like that would be really cool.
And you're building a really great body of work as an actor. Do you have any interest in writing or directing in the future? How do you feel about those kinds of?
I love to write.
Yeah.
But I can't write scripts. My mind is not ready for that yet. Definitely directing, though. I love directing.
Video together, it was going to be your debut.
Directing, like, all right, rolling, sound, speed, and action. I love stuff like that. I'm very bossy. Like, yep, you stand there. Like, why are you standing there, Finn? You've got to stand there. So I love bossing people around. But probably directing. But for now, I think I'm just going to stick with the acting and modeling and singing, and I just want to, I'm not very good at dancing, so, but everything else I really want to try.
That sounds great. Do you do any other accents?
Of course I do. Oh, what a silly question. I find that you guys have an accent that's, I mean, super cool. I mean, I...
That's your, yeah, so that that's...
Well,
are you doing the American accent?
What, right now?
No.
I was like, what do you mean by that?
So, because there's like so many accents in the US,
yeah.
Are you gently scanning us all
yes.
and working your way through
Absolutely.
The states?
Absolutely.
Okay, good.
And the thing is, I find that none of you guys speak funny. You guys all have that, you know, different, unique accent that I just love. I love to hear it. I'm like, just say it one more time. And you guys are like, park the core. I know that, that's all I know. But stuff like that. But everything, you know, I went to Dallas and there was like, ha, I love you in Stranger Things. I was like, thank y'all so much. But, you know, New York, there are some strong New Yorkers. I'm like, you gotta say that again. Because I don't know. But then I guess you guys think that about me. So like, you know, but you've got to go to Europe to find those different.
Yeah. Accents are just fun. I just wanted to hear her do a bunch of different accents. Does anybody have any questions that they want to ask? How do we do this? Do we bring a microphone? There's
like
a microphone
right
there.
Here, that
yeah.
stand.
Okay. So yeah,
ahead.
Come ahead.
Oh. You guys are really fast. Yeah. Okay. 20 minutes? 21 minutes.
What do
I do? Okay. Okay. Go ahead.
Hi. This is a question actually on behalf of my sister, Stella. She's 12 years old and she looks up to you, as I'm sure many people do. She's an aspiring singer and performer. I hope you don't mind if I bring this. Do you have any advice for people out there, young kids who look up to a person in the position that you are, and like how hard you work? Like, please, do you have any words of wisdom?
Yeah, I think it's really, it's a case of just hanging on because, you know, it's, what's her name?
Stella.
So, hi Stella. I think it's just a case of holding on because at that time when I got straight into things, I didn't think I was gonna get any other job. I went for commercials, and, you know, and nothing wrong with commercials, but, you know, like, I went and I was like, oh, I really want to get this, and then, you know, I didn't. So I felt like I was just losing it, but you're not losing it, you're just not right. You're not the right height, you're not, you know, you've got long hair and you should have short hair. You know, it's easy doing things like taking your hair off, but you've got to be right and feeling right in that role. So really just never give up, because I didn't and I got straight into things, so.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Stella.
Let's alternate, so we'll go to this mic now.
Hi.
Hi.
First, I want to give you a compliment. I was a child actor as well, stage, not film, but one thing that I find that a lot of child actors struggle with is finding emotional depth in characters. But Eleven is such an emotional character from the get-go, and you brought that so brilliantly through the entire series, and I just really want to commend you for that.
Thank you so much.
And then my question is, and please correct me if I'm wrong, you played young Alice in Once Upon a Time in Wonderland.
I did.
Would you be willing to reprise that role?
Yeah, sure. Why not? I think it's the thing with Alice is I was so happy because I was nice. It's like, father, you're never going to leave where I've been. And then I was evil Alice. I mean, what is wrong with this? I was like, do they think I'm just evil and they want me to play an evil human being? No. Definitely. I think it's, I just watched Alice Through the Looking Glass, which was, you know, really cool. I think I love that storyline, you know? I think it's really cool, and you can really twist it as well. But yeah, no, of course.
Hi, Noelle.
Hi.
I was wondering, what was like the funniest thing that happened on set, whether it be Stranger Things or any of the other things that you've done?
A very funny person, you know. So many things. Let's see. You know, me and Noah together, the mischief so bad. We just run and we'll tease, like, we'll, you know, pretend to be a cup with water. To me, that's just hilarious. What else? We pranked our costume designer and told her how her wedding venue had been cancelled. yeah, that didn't go down too well. what else? I mean, really, but I think, and it's funny because it happens all the time. When it was on set, you know, we'd get funny moments, but it was usually when I'm driving to set with my dad. We would do so many things. You know, we would sing really loud, like so loud, and to me that's just hilarious. And like, once he was like, Millie, and I was like, what do you want? And he was like, do you know your lines for today? And I was like, Papa. It's like, is that it? I was like, yes. He was like, okay, great. You know, so really funny things like that. And in school, Noah, he throws papers at me. He'll like be like, oh, I'm finished with this now. And he'll aim very well. And also, I mean, Finn is very sensible. I'm not. Finn's sensible. Gaten is just he's funny, but he tells really bad jokes. So he'll be like, why don't you give Elsa a balloon? Because she'll let it go. I'll be like, and I'll laugh because I have to. I'm kidding. I'll laugh because he's funny. And then Caleb is, he's funny in like a sarcastic way. So they each have their own, like, you know, characteristics that I love about them. And they're all really just like my big brothers at the end of the day. They just get on my nerves a lot. But I love them. So I think really funny things. But hopefully more to come. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. I like your pink Converse, by the way. Really nice. You know I'm into shoes. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi.
I was wondering about a scene in Stranger Things where you put into the tank. How was that scene?
It was a really funny scene because I practiced for about a week, you know, going into this pool, and I do it every second. And I've actually set a record. I was under there for 8 minutes at one time. And it was really fun because I had an earpiece in and that the Duffer brothers would talk to me through this microphone. And why are you leaving? Am I too boring? Bye! They would get this microphone and then they would write things down. And they'd be like, don't fart in the tank. Or they would be like, everybody peed in the tank after lunch. And so things like that, I'd be like, you know, it was a really fun day for me. Thanks for the questions. Nobody's really ever asked me about that, so.
Hi, I have to ask, what was your favorite thing to do? Well, what was your favorite scene to do in Stranger Things?
There was many fun scenes. I mean, I got to kill a lot of people, which is always fun. What else? I think not like the best scene was when, well, not the best scene, the worst scene, was when they found me in the woods, because it was 6 a.m. This doesn't like 6 a.m. So I was really moody, and the boys were like, what's wrong with you? I was like, what do you want? I was like, action. I was like, so I, you know, that was not good for me, I have really fun scenes. I think the tank was probably my favorite because it took about, you know, a whole day to do that, and it was just really fun for me to kind of try something different and more, you know, challenging for me to work in water. Yeah, I love your outfit, by the way.
Oh, thank you, and thank you for answering my question.
You're welcome.
I'm just gonna be really honest. I'm looking at the time, and I'm looking at the lengths of the line, and so so we'll maybe get through as many as we can, but
and then we have to do the mannequin challenge then.
Yes, remember. We have to do that, so let's
go get my phone. I'll be one.
Yeah
get my phone,
hold on
1 second. Thank you, mother. Goodbye. Thank you. Okay.
So maybe we'll do, I think we should do
one more question? Two more questions?
Yeah, I'm so sorry, you guys. We're just never going to get through it. We can do like three from this side and three from that side, and then we're going to call it a day. Just otherwise, we're going to be here all night. So we'll just do a couple more from each side. So sorry, you guys. Who's next? Go ahead.
Okay, Millie, will you marry me? I literally have a ring right here. I'm not joking.
This is really weird, though.
Do you want it?
You need
I got it for you. I'm not joking.
I mean, I'll take the ring.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to marry me. It's just...
Okay, great. Oh, thank you. I'll give you a hug, but I can't marry you. Come. Okay. You know, thank you so much.
Think about it. You can consider
it.
Yeah,
consider it. Oh, I love it. Oh, I bet my mom's crying. She's like, oh. Mama, mother. She hates the cameras and everything. 10 minutes? No.
Okay.
11 more minutes. I got you there. You know. Okay. Thank you, though. I will marry you in the future.
Hi, I'm Devin.
Hi.
I just want to say congrats on season 2 and everything. You do such a great job.
Thank you.
Also, my friend Melissa couldn't come today, and I'm filming right now, so is it okay if you just say hi to her?
Melissa?
Melissa, yeah.
Melissa. Hey, how you doing? Well, thank you so much for watching the show and liking my character, and I hope to meet you someday. Mwah.
And then just a quick question.
Yes.
What was it like filming with the Demogorgon and just other scary scenes like that?
You mean Mark? Mark was great. He was like super tall, really scary. It's like when he was like, okay, you need to chill. You know, but yeah, it was so fun to work because this CGI was so good. Like the post editing was so good after that, that it scared me. I didn't watch the show. I was like, nope. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Hi.
Hi.
you're so pretty. I just want to say that. Okay.
Thank you.
So that was my question.
You stole her question.
So I don't know. I have some backup questions.
Okay.
Are you a dog person or a cat person?
Oh my goodness, guys, I have to show you something. Wait, you can't see it. Hold, give me a second. Okay. I'm just gonna show you. This is my dog. I'm gonna get him on Thursday, but do you guys have any suggestions for the names? Because I'm thinking Ralph, and then his middle name, Loren. And then the thing is, Ava, do you like the name Beefcake? I wanted Beefcake. Ava, come here. Come here. Come on. So, this is Ava. It's my baby sister. And Ava, do you like the name, what do you want to call the dog?
Ralph.
Yeah. Yeah, I like, she likes that name. No, I like that name as well. It's you know, but I was going to call it Elle, and I was like, that's way too big-headed. You know, like, oh, I'm gonna call it my character's name. Although I love what Taylor Swift done. She calls all her pets the people she loves. I was gonna call it Leonardo DiCaprio. Yeah. But thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hi.
Hi.
I just wanted to say how much I really, I think I saw you in Intruders. You did a phenomenal job with that.
Thank you so much.
I know not many people saw that, but you were so great. I wanted to ask, and I suppose this is a question that Tammy could also participate in. You're both, and you were, child actresses.
Yes.
What about that life? Is there anything that on like the day-to-day set, you know, makes it
the lifestyle?
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm sure it was different, you know, you were filming in the 1980s,
yeah.
Is it just, you know?
It's hectic, but I get to meet you guys, which is the best part of it, and I really want to use my fame in a positive way and build a platform to make, you know, to make a platform to change people's lives and to really change, I want to just try and change this world. I know it's like a really funny thing, but I'm gonna at least try. And I really believe in Malala Yousafzai, who is gifted into girls' education. You know, I'm really interested in, you know. So annoying. And like just, you know, making sure everybody is stable in their lives and happy, and that's my priority really, so.
I think being a child actor is definitely difficult. It's not completely easy, but I think that Hollywood's changed a lot since the 80s, and I think something really exciting is that television is as almost more interesting in terms of the storytelling that can go on because characters are developing and changing. So I think it's a really exciting time because girls are not being exploited in Hollywood in the same way. There is a sense of wanting to create these layered, dynamic, interesting characters. And I think Stranger Things is an example of that. So it's so exciting because we really are at a time where people are interested in broadening and expanding roles for women. And I feel really positively about the direction that the industry is going.
Ava, do you want to be an actress?
I think I'm too shy.
I think I'm too shy. Okay, I'll be the actress of the family.
Well, I still want to call it Dog Ralph.
Okay, we're over that now. but I still want to go with Dog Ralph. Okay, Ava.
One over here.
First of all, hi.
Hi.
I really, really love you. And one of my best friends, she literally.
May I have your attention, please? May I have.
Oh, that is creepy. Are you creepy? Are
also,
you? Is it you?
That
go ahead.
I am creepy, but that was not me. So, one of my best friends, she couldn't make it today, and she really, really, really loves Stranger Things. Aww. Her name is Shannon, so if you could just say hi.
Okay, awesome. Hi, Shannon. Thanks so much for watching the show and liking my character. I'm gonna say hi.
Hi. Hi, Shannon.
Now you look both. She's successful, which, what? Just go ahead.
So, if she's not satisfied with that, I don't know what will satisfy her. But I have, like, this really random question, but do you, in real life, like Eggos?
Ava, do I like Eggos?
Well, you know the one with the blue hair, isn't it?
We're not going over this. I really like Eggos. It's just the amount I have to eat drives me mental. They're freezing cold and, yeah, it's hard. 5 minutes. Oh! Okay, Ava, we gotta hurry up.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, thank you. I'm wearing your ring, by the way. Where are you? I don't. Oh, hi, I'm wearing your ring. Ava, I'm married.
I think we're gonna do one more from each side of the mannequin challenge. Because we need to do the challenge, the mannequin challenge.
She pretty much asked my
question.
Oh my God, shut up! Can you come on?
Callahan, could you meet her in the lobby, please, at the ground level?
This is actually, oh my goodness, guys.
The devil. What was the most uncomfortable scene to shoot besides
probably the scene where we find Will's fake body, because I couldn't cry that night and my tears actually froze because that's how cold it was. So that was probably the hardest and most uncomfortable because I was so cold and I was like, Mike, come back! Oh, I can't cry! So I just had to do something else and you know, try and alter, like, switch from crying just really sad. And I guess it worked. Yeah.
Gosh, thank you.
Thank you so much. You've got a headache, right? Bye. Okay. Hi.
Go ahead. You, yeah. Me? Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so firstly, you are such a beautiful ray of sunshine, and both my sister and I are huge fans of yours.
Thank you.
Secondly, I am playing Falcor in Newport Children's Theatre's production of The Neverending Story, so...
Congratulations.
Oh my.
Congratulations. We're going to talk over him. I've had enough of you.
Okay. Also, ask my question. Excuse me, sir.
Yeah, go ahead.
How is the shift from being, like, a regular person to everybody knowing who you are and cosplaying you, and suddenly you're the new big thing?
Yeah, it's really great. Like I said, I don't want to use my fame in like a, you know, a way that's it's like not a good way. Not a good way. I just want to use it in a way that I can help other people instead of helping myself. So that's really, you know, it's great though. It's fun.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Zach.
Hi, Zach.
We've met you before, right? Yes.
Signing?
Yes, signing. You signed my artwork, and I...
I did too.
Yes, I have two questions, if that's
high
okay.
High five, come on. Right. Let's do it. One question.
All right.
Why are you coming?
One question?
Yeah.
All right. What is your favorite movie?
My favorite animation is Up. Love
that.
So.
Wait, what's your favorite art animation?
Up.
Oh, Up. Yeah, I've seen that movie before.
Yeah, and also I love To Kill a Mockingbird. Yeah.
Oh, I've seen that film. It's such a great film.
I know. Copycat. Hey, you guys want to do that mannequin challenge now?
Yeah.
Okie doke.
I think we're gonna end, you guys. Sorry. You ready? Come on out. But so...